and in the studio now I have Robbie Riley and Luke Cunningham. As I said, I heard him playing down in the Rose Festival last Saturday, and they were nearly blocking the gates of the stables there, and did very well. I'm going to have a chat with them in a minute, but I'm going to ask them to play a song first to bring us into the programme. What's the first one you're going to play, lads?
Hanuman by Rodrigo and Gabriel.
Okay, here we go. Great stuff, great, absolutely terrific. I'm going to, you're Luke, Robbie.
Robbie.
You're Robbie and you're Luke. Yeah. Okay, I have Robbie Riley and Luke Cunningham. Now, I talked to you, Robbie. I know you were playing away and I put you off a little bit last Saturday when I was talking to you. But just remind people of what you were doing down at the Rose Festival.
Well, Luke's gone to Calcutta with the school in
October.
In November.
November, and he has to raise €3,500 for that. So we've been basically busking at the St. Anne's Market and the Dunleary Market for a few months now.
4 months probably.
Okay. Just trying to raise the funds for that. On Saturday we were down in the Rose Festival in St. Anne's raising money for it, and we ended up making about €580, which worked out pretty well. So.
Okay, and you're both going to Belvedere College.
Yeah.
Okay, now how did you get together? Was it the music that brought you together, or would you get together and then maybe one of you played? And just explain that to me.
Well, we're in the same class in school, and I was always playing guitar, classical guitar, and he was always doing his Rodrigo and Gabriella stuff. And just probably about a year and a half ago, we played just like once or twice over the summer, trying to do some busking, and then we didn't do it for ages, but this year we started doing it again, just to try and make money for the funds and stuff. And then we've just kind of been playing steadily for like a like a few months now.
Is that the way you look upon it, Luke? It's just a means to an end. I mean, I know you obviously love what you're doing, but yeah. I mean, you're doing it at busking and you make money to, you know, as I say, a means to an end. Have you any ambitions towards, you know, the
with
playing?
Music?
Yeah.
I wouldn't, like, I kind of just do it for, like, for fun, really. I wouldn't really see it as something that I'd...
Really?
In the future as a living.
You couldn't see yourself in a fair big arena or even
no.
in a...
No.
Why not? It's absolutely fantastic what
yeah,
both of you
I don't
do.
Know, I prefer it more as a pastime really than anything.
Okay, now you got a great reaction on Saturday, yeah, but when you're playing in the likes of, you were saying that you're in Grafton Street sometimes, so what's the reaction there? Do you gather up a crowd?
It's not as easy in Grafton Street because there's a lot more competition mm-hmm. than there will be at the markets and stuff, and also it's a... we wouldn't have very good like amplification or anything, mm-hmm. so it'd be quite quiet. But like every once in a while there'd be a crowd passing that would be interested in what you're doing and they'd stop and watch you for a while.
Okay, but it was absolutely fantastic. You did very well last Saturday. And the music that you do yourself, I imagine that there's a lot of rehearsal and that involved and dedication. It's not, I mean, I'm not demeaning anyone that plays pop music. Everyone has to rehearse a little bit, but that type of stuff, is a little more dedication attached to that.
Yeah, you need to be
playing. I know I'm going to be shot for all that, but anyway, there you go.
You need to be playing it, like, pretty much every day to kind of
Yeah, you need
keep
to keep
up
in practice, and it's... quite technically
it's pretty physically demanding, is it?
Yeah, for him and his hitting the guitar all the time.
Okay. Yeah, you have to do the drumming as well on the guitar. And can I ask you, Robbie, how did you get into the music in the first place, the type of music you play?
Well, I just started doing kind of classical guitar. Well, they wouldn't be classical at the start, but I started learning, got into the guitar lessons in my primary school, and then just for the first couple of years I was just kind of learning covers mainly and stuff like that, just popular covers, and then after that I started getting into more classical playing, and then since then I've been kind of doing lots of Spanish guitar and some like jazz classical guitar and stuff like that. So I've just been playing guitar now since I was 9, so for 7 years now, just kind of doing more and more classical, and then only just in the last year that I started doing this stuff mm-hmm. with Luke, just because it's fun. Never really, I play electric guitar and I've been in bands with that a lot, but never really had a chance to collaborate with anyone else using the classical guitar. So that's why I'm doing it with Luke.
More about you, Luke. How did you get into it?
I just listened to loads of the people we cover are Rodrigo and Gabriella.
Yeah, but how did you get the
couple, yeah, but I was listening to them loads, okay. And I kind of just decided like I want to be able to
that's
do that.
That's what you
so.
Want to do, yeah. And how old are both of you now?
16.
I mean, your peers, what sort of reaction do you get from your peers in school and that? Do you say, yeah, come on, give us a bit of rock and roll, man? Do you get that sort of reaction?
Well, everyone kind of seems to appreciate it.
Yeah, it's great though.
Because it's not that classical, like it's kind of...
Yeah. It's quite intense though.
Yeah,
exactly. People can...
Not many people would find it boring.
No, not at all. It's wonderful. I mean, people pay a fortune to listen to that when they go on holidays. Many songs did you have? A couple of songs ready, so can I have a listen to one of the listeners and hear another one?
Yeah.
What's this one?
Tom Again.
Tom Again. It's another Rodrigo and Gabriella.
Okay. Here we go. And you're listening to Robbie Riley and Luke Cunningham. They're students in Belvedere College. Here we go.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Absolutely fantastic, lads. Really great. I have to say that from when I've been to the concert hall quite a few times, that's the type of thing you hear there. And it's really terrific. Can I ask you, did you ever consider giving yourselves a name? I mean, okay, you're called Robbie and Luke, but maybe you call yourself Rook. Did you think about that at all? As a duo?
I suppose we haven't really thought of it as a band, really, that much.
Yeah, it's not really a band,
we're
just thinking about it
kind of
like a...
I suppose we haven't been looking for gigs as such. I mean, we've just been kind of doing it, like, on the side, doing busking and stuff like that. So we hadn't really thought of a name. And, like, I mean, we kind of do other things as well. So, like,
has anyone suggested that?
No.
Okay. Well, what about Bell 2? You know, Belvedere 2. Bell 2. That's a corny one for you. I was just watching the strings. Are they all steel strings? Any nylon?
All nylon.
Nylon strings.
Both of them have nylon. Because some use three of each, don't they?
Well, it's nylon wrapped in a, like, wire at the top.
Yeah.
It's still nylon, though.
Okay.
It looks like steel. So.
Yeah, it does. They're terrific. And it's a fantastic sound. It's expensive for a guitar like that, though.
For... These would be... These are both Alvaros, and they're like affordable Spanish made guitars. They'd be about 300.
Wow.
300 to 600.
Okay.
Yeah.
If you, I know you're probably too young to do the lottery, but if you did win it, or you won, say, a couple of grand or something, is there another guitar you'd have your eye on? Are you happy enough with what you have? I mean, they sound great, though. Don't get me wrong, they sound great.
I mean, obviously, if you had enough money, you'd go and get one of those really good handmade guitars from Ludier in Spain or something like that.
Okay.
I mean, that's what my guitar teacher has, loads of those handmade guitars, nylon string guitars. That's what you'd be looking for. I think there's a few Irish makers as well. That's, we'd probably be going for some high end.
Can I ask you, Luke, Robbie said he started around 9. What age were you when you started?
Only about 3 years ago, maybe.
Okay.
3.5.
So you were later.
Yeah,
late bloomer. To the extent, it's really terrific. I mean, you seem so nonchalant about it and blasé and stuff like that. Have you seriously not talked about doing it as a career? No.
Well, no.
There's not many even do what you do. If you know what I mean, it's
well,
terrific.
We're not like, we haven't been looking for gigs and stuff, but when we're playing, we get approached sometimes.
Do you know when do you know when it'd be good even as well? I mean, you think about people that are getting married and stuff like that. There's lots of people now have. Pre-music before the big event.
We got offered to do a wedding reception on Saturday.
On Saturday,
Someone asked us.
Okay. We kind of like the idea of it now, so I think we'll probably start being open to offers anyway.
Well, there you are, if anyone's listening. No, what they normally do a lot of times, they'd have someone on the piano or harp or doing something like that before people go in for the meal, and then they have the meal, and then they have the big band afterwards. But it'd be perfect for that because it's wonderful stuff. So you have your first gig this Saturday, have you?
Well, they just, when we were busking on Saturday.
Oh, you were asked to do it?
Yeah, we asked if we want to play one.
Do a wedding, so we said yes.
Well, good for you. Good for you. Well, then maybe people listening today, you get a few more out of it. Okay, listen, thank you very much for coming in to us today, and I'm hoping you'll play one more before you go.
Yeah.
You'll have one more, but that's Robbie Riley and Luke Cunningham. And thank you very much, lads.
Right, thanks.
And I hope to see you wherever you be around Grafton Street, or maybe down at in St. Anne's again, or wherever you may be. Thanks very much.
Cheers.
Carry on. Thank you. There you go, that's Robbie Riley and Luke Cunningham, two students from Belvedere College, and I'm sure you're going to hear more of them again. And listen, lads, as soon as you have a CD out or whatever you're doing big, don't forget me here and send us a few free passes if you're in the concert hall. Listen, thank you very much for coming in. It's been a great pleasure.